Today's reading is Matthew's take on the birth of Christ. It's come from chapter 1, verse 18 to 25, and you can find it on page 965, which is rather difficult because there is no number on page 965. So you've got to look at 966 and turn the one before. And also, I would like you to take part in the reading. I would like you to look it up and join with me for the last six words in the reading. So it's on page 965. Matthew chapter 1, starting at verse 18. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and didn't want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name of Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet: "The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he had no union with her until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus.
Thank you, Pat, and thank you for getting us all joining in. That was great. Now, that may have been a very familiar reading to you. It may have been particularly if you were here at the crib service yesterday, because it's exactly the same reading as we had yesterday. In my preparation, I accidentally forgot that Chris was doing the same passage yesterday as today. But that's not a huge number of us. And actually, for those who were there yesterday, this will be a wonderful revision for you. And you'll be able to answer the questions really nicely. Not that I'm doing the same talk as Chris. But we're going to focus on this passage, the passage where Joseph has the angel appear to him. Now, we're going to introduce this by asking a question, and I'd like you to talk to the person next to you. We asked this question at Oasis, and it got a good sort of discussion going. It was quite interesting. So for this one, I'd like you to talk to someone near you, maybe not someone you've come with, but maybe, you know, try and spot someone else, because this would be interesting to ask them, to ask this. Whoa, no, come back. Why do you have the name you do? Is there a reason? What's the particular reason for you having the name you do? Talk to the people next to you. Okay, let's call that to a halt. Anyone got a good one where you think, okay, good reason why you're called what you do? Anyone prepared to share it with everyone else? Yes, okay, but we're going for Edwin. Okay, Edwin, why are you called Edwin? No, not Edwin. You're not called Edwin.
Well, I am called Edwin here. Excellent. But my name is Chandraharan.
Okay.
That means the man who conquered the moon.
Who conquered the moon?
Yes. So okay. I was born a year before the moon landing, so my father anticipated that there would be moon landing a year later.
Brilliant. Okay, that's a great reason. Thank you very much. That's really good. Okay, anyone else? Beat that. Okay, you can't beat that, but if there's another reason. Yep, B.
Should I speak about my partner?
Yeah, go for it. Yeah.
Right, so I spoke to Judy. Well, who's not, well, she was born, she was named Judy at birth. Mm-hmm. Her name changed to Hillary from the age of 12 because she had her hair cut short. And her grandma said, "You don't look like a Judith. You look like a Hillary, which is her middle name.
Okay. That's Hillary Griffiths, everyone, if you didn't know. Great, thank you for that. It can be your name, can be someone else's name. Okay, anyone else want to share? Anyone else want to go? Yeah, go for it, Teresa.
My dad belonged to a cricket club, and all the ladies who were expecting babies at the time I was being expected, and they had a little girl, called them Susan, Patricia, or Pamela. And my dad said, I'm not going to call you that, so I got stuck with Teresa, which I don't actually like that much.
What name would you like? Susan, Patricia, or Pamela? Very good. Okay. It sounds like none of you had angels appearing to your parents to say, you know, name the child this. Well, that's what happened when it came to Jesus. Mary and Joseph were told what to name their baby. You see, Joseph had a dilemma. We know this, don't we? Joseph had a dilemma. He wasn't sure whether he was going to marry Mary, whether he was going to go through with marrying her, because although they were engaged to be married, they found out that she was going to have a baby, and Joseph knew that he wasn't the dad. And so Joseph decided to call it all off, but to do it quietly. But then an angel appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. The angel said, this is the name that you're to give the baby. Now, of all the things that the angel could have said to Joseph, it's interesting that he chose to say, this is the name. Obviously, it was the message God had given the angel to give. But you would think, actually, okay, Joseph and Mary, their first child is going to be the Son of God. Maybe the angel could have given other advice. Maybe something like, don't drop him. Or, hold the head, support the head. This is God's son. But no, the angel says, this is the name you're to call him. Okay, now I need your help. Give him the name. Okay, this is where we go a little bit pantomime. Okay, give him the name. Right, hang on. Jeremy? Thank you. Jonathan? No, although good name, very good name. That's my name as well. And the reason why I was called Jonathan is because the first Erlbach to come over from Germany was a Johann Erlbach, which is where you get Jonathan from that. So I think my parents thought, oh, that's nice, go with that. So that's why I'm Jonathan. But no, you're right, it's not Jonathan. What about Joseph? No, would have been his dad, well, dad's name, but no. What about Jack? Thank you, your enthusiasm is waning. Don't worry, that was the last one. No, they're to give him the name?
Jesus.
Thank you. But why? Why the name Jesus? Well, the verse tells us. She will give birth to a son, and you're to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. So it's because he will save his people. You see, names have meanings. Like we heard, what was your one? Chandraharan means man who conquers the moon? Brilliant. The name Jesus means something. It's the New Testament, the Greek version of Joshua, and it means, well, I'll come on to that. You see, I've got another name that I want you to see if you can spot what it means. It's this one, Christopher, Chris, Christopher. See if you can spot, which of these do you think it means? Bearded wanderer? Bearer of Christ? Or coffee-drinking South African? Okay, now think carefully on this one. What do you think? Bearded wanderer, bearer of Christ, coffee drinking South African. Hands up if you think it's A. Thank you for joining in. Hands up if you think it's B. Okay, what if you think it's C? Thank you, you're getting in the Christmas spirit. Well, the most of you were right. It's bearer of Christ. Talk to Chris about why that is. What about Jesus? Jesus means... We've got the car going round in the background. It's great fun. Jesus means the Lord saves. That's what it means. That's why he's to be called Jesus, because he's going to save people. Oh, it's a different car going round at the back. I love that. Okay, right, we've got loads of them going on. Why? Because he will save his people from what? Well, this is where we're going to watch a video. It's not the same video as yesterday. Now, parents, just be warned, there is a dragon in this video. But everything will be all right. Okay? So we're going to watch the video. Let's see.
There's a dragon in my nativity, dreadful and immense. The shepherds quake, the wise men shake, and spill their frankincense. The cattle are alowing, and the baby is awake, while Joe and Mary tremble. Oh, this must be some mistake. There's a dragon over Bethlehem. I don't know how he came. I didn't think a donkey could have borne the dragon's frame. I don't believe the census had been called for such as him. And I'm certain that when Dragon knocked, no room was at the inn. There's a dragon by the stable. I don't know why he's there. He hasn't bought a present, and he only seems to glare. He hovers over David's town that still beneath him lies. Yet no one's sleep is dreamless underneath his piercing eyes. This dragon isn't visible with ordinary sight. You cannot snap a selfie or televise his flight. Unseen he stands for every power that stands against the earth. The death, disease and darkness overshadowing each birth. This dragon is an enemy of all that's good and true. This monster lies and steals and kills. He's coming after you. Above each crib the dragon hovers, sure to swallow whole. Rulers, empires, beauty, joy, a flesh and blood black hole. But dragons always meet their match. They always meet their doom. A hero rises to the fight to cast them into gloom. And so at this nativity arose another player. The baby wrapped in swaddling cloths. He was a dragon slayer. He'd come to fight through Herod's plots, through dangers big and small. He took on evil, sickness, death, and triumphed over all. A dragon or a baby? Just who would win the fight? It wasn't really fair, you see. The child was a knight. From high above and long before, he knew what must be done. He knew the dragon waiting here. And still, he chose to come. There's a dragon in my nativity, a fierce and monstrous danger. But fiercer still the bravery and love within the manger.
So, Jesus came to be a rescuer, to be the knight, to defeat the dragon. What does the verse say that he will save his people from? Well, it's not from global warming. It's not from bad cooking. It's not from bad health. And it's not from war. What does the verse say Jesus will save his people from? Their
sins.
Thank you. From their sins. You see, we tend to think of our biggest problem as being a whole load of other things. And they are serious things. All those other things that I put up, they are serious things. But they're not our biggest problem. Our biggest problem is the thing that God sent his Son to rescue us from. And that is our sin. Our ignoring God and our hurting one another. All of that deserves, well, it deserves God's anger. But God sent his Son to earth to be our rescuer. That's why we celebrate Christmas. It's because Jesus came, the knight who came to slay the dragon of sin. And you can see how serious sin is by what it took to defeat it. You see, when Jesus came to defeat the dragon of sin, it took him dying on a cross. That's what was needed for us to be rescued from sin. It wasn't just Jesus being born, but Jesus dying. That's how we can be forgiven. That's what Jesus came to do. That's why we celebrate Christmas. And that's the good news. So I want to ask you today, at some point, to take some time to yourself and maybe pray to God and thank him for sending the Saviour, for sending Jesus to be our rescuer. Maybe you could do it before lunch. When you pray before lunch and you thank God for the food, you could also thank God that he sent Jesus to be the rescuer. But maybe you've never responded to Jesus and asked him to be your Saviour. Because we do need to turn to Jesus and receive the gift that he came to bring, that he came to win for us at the cross. Will you today turn to Jesus and say, Jesus, I need the forgiveness that only you can bring? Will you look to Jesus to be your Saviour this Christmas? Well, just to finish, let's just check that you've been listening. You're to give him the name?
Jesus.
Thank you. Why? Because he will save his people from
their sins.
Thank you. Let me lead us in a prayer. Heavenly Father, we praise you that Jesus was born. Thank you that he was named Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. And thank you that he did that by dying for us. And Father, we pray that each one of us this Christmas would respond to Jesus, to turn to him for the rescue that he came to bring and that he died to bring. Father, thank you that we can celebrate Christmas. Help us to celebrate it really well today. Amen.